I think kindness is a way of being.
Most things that are done out of kindness is basically done out of love.
I think it's a behavior, a skill. It's glue. It's essential.
Kindness.
Tonight, an act of kindness at a rental car company in Tulsa goes just viral.
One really big random act of kindness.
Kindness is caring enough about others that we treat them with gentleness, graciousness, and generosity.
New tonight, a police officer's random act of kindness isn't going unnoticed.
Good and generous and sacrificing.
Once you start being kind to people, they feel better and it just spreads.
Hey everyone, it's Tanzana Vega with you, and we've been fielding your calls on The Takeaway about good deeds for our series, America the Kind. Lots of you chose to nominate a neighbor, like Barbara McIver of Red Bluff, California.
I want to shout out my neighbors, Tony and Kenna, particularly Tony, who races me to the curb every Tuesday to take my garbage totes in at about 5:30 or 6 in the morning.
So we called up Barbara and her neighbor of 36 years, Tony Gillum, to tell us more about their kindness competition. And I started by asking Tony what made him drag her garbage can in for the first time.
I think just one morning she wasn't out there, so I took their trash cans up for him. And then pretty quick, she's out there in my backyard with my cans. So I thought, well, I'll fix her. So I fixed her.
And when you heard that Barbara called The Takeaway to nominate you for this series, what were your thoughts?
Well, I thought I'm not worth it because, I mean, it's not like I was doing this to get paid for or any kind of recognition, but I had other women, you know, in the past. I had four of them, older ladies that I did stuff for because they couldn't afford to have stuff done. And I did that for years, and finally one of them moved in with her daughter down in Southern California, so I lost her. Another one got a boyfriend, which was good. I lost her. Then two of them passed away, so I had to start picking on Barbara.
Tony, I mean, you're not giving yourself enough credit here, but you seem to be sound like a person that likes to do kind things for people.
I don't know. I guess so, but they couldn't afford that. You know, people to come fix their fence or fix their boards on their floor or something. So I did it.
Tony once came over and rescued my mother, who was locked in our bathroom next door. So I don't even remember how they did that, but Tony, you're just somebody that we can call on any time, and you've got a nice little crusty exterior to you, but you're just one of the kindest people I have ever met, and I'm so happy you're my neighbor.
Hmm. I must have got that from my wife, because I don't think I was kind before I married her.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's... we could also talk about Kenna, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, I think the point of my call was just an example of the best neighbor you could ever have, and that little daily drip and knowing they're there and nothing ever that extraordinary, but it just really is such a blessing to have Tony and Kenna next door.
Do you think we're less kind today, Tony, than we were when you were a kid?
Yes, I do. When I was a kid, you know, if you was out drinking a couple of beers, you know, when you was illegal, the cops catch you. They would take your beer away and make sure you got home and told you don't do it again. But now they throw you in jail and beat you up and all kinds of stuff. So I just don't think it's as kind as it was.
I like to think we're in control of that to some degree. Like how much kindness do you give? How much kindness do you get? It really helps to know your neighbors. And I don't know my neighbors like I know Tony and Kenna.
It's interesting because I think we're hearing a little bit of that from a lot of the folks that we're talking to about the importance of looking up from your phone or talking to your neighbors or just trying to reach out. What do you think, Barbara, what would your neighborhood be like without Tony?
I don't know. It would definitely be a colder place without Tony and Kenna. They give us good laughs. They give us warmth, good neighbors. I can't imagine.
How do we become more kind?
I think there's something about saying yes when you can say yes or no. And when I can and when I think about it, I want to be the person who says, yes, yes, I can help you. Yes, I can do that. When we say yes, I think it opens us up to the world a little bit more.
Thank you both again for coming on the show, for sharing this story, and keep spreading kindness, guys.
Well, it was my pleasure.
Thank you so much.
That was Barbara McIver and Tony Gillum of Red Bluff, California. And you can find our whole series at thetakeaway.org/AmericaTheKind.